You know they've lost seven in a row. The highlights I can choose from are either sack flies or just random defensive gems. And that's another sign of what is, in case the seven-game losing streak wasn't obvious enough, mm-hmm. of where this team is at. This is it, man. Six games to go.
Actively it's, in a playoff spot. Would you like to say something nice first?
Yes.
If the playoffs were to start today, would the Royals be in the playoffs?
They would. They would. I wish the season ended today, because that's how nervous I am about this.
You should be.
How can you not? Look, 2 weeks ago, someone asked us, hey, like, do you guys really think they're making the playoffs? And I was like, definitively, yes. Admittedly, I did not think a seven-game losing streak was on the horizon with games at home during said seven-game losing streak. I did not think with the Giants coming to town that that would also be part of a losing streak, or that the Tigers would sweep the Royals. No, I did not think that was going to happen. And yet here we are. And it's gotten to the point where it's one thing, like, there's anger for sure, I think, from a lot of people, but it's like sad. Like, it's really sad because we know what this season overall has been, right? It's been an unbelievable ride for this team. Bobby Wood Jr. is in the MVP conversation. Cole Reagans and Seth Lugo are all-star game pitchers. One of them should have been the starter. All of that makes this even sadder, because they're having some historical things happen. A lot of it positive, and unfortunately, they are trending for a historical collapse.
The reason why I didn't think they'd ever miss the playoffs is for the same stats I gave you. It's like, well, they're going to have to go 7-2, and the Royals go 2-7. Well, all that's happened. Now, those numbers don't matter anymore. I was dead wrong on that because, again, and I don't think even the most pessimistic fan I was talking to at that time thought seven more losses in a row were coming after the previous seven-game losing streak. So, yeah, if the playoffs started today, they'd be in the postseason. And they do hold some tiebreakers in this scenario that if they finish with the same record, they'll be there. And thank God the Minnesota Twins are playing equally awful baseball as them. Not the Tigers. Tigers are playing great. But equally awful baseball as the Royals, currently as it sits, is the Minnesota Twins. But you better get a win tomorrow. We can't keep doing this. I asked yesterday on social media, right after they lost again, and I honestly was trying to think about it. So I was like, okay, what is a sacrifice this show can make? What is something we can do in order to help the Royals win? And people go with the obvious, right? We get Joe Boo his rum. We bring in a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken. We burn some sage. We hold a seance. I don't care, right? Talk to the dead. Whatever we need to do in order to get this team back on the winning ways. And I thought about all these things. We could bring it on a Monday, bring it on a Tuesday, try to snap out of it. And then I decided it was my own personal thing to try to give up something. It's like Lent. I got to give up something for the Royals to snap out of this. And while what I've seen, and I appreciate the support, the Royals were 6-6 under my songs. They were 1-6 in the week before. They were 0-6 now in the, or 0-3 in the three games following the song. So I was 500. Was it the best song? It was 500. Better than what they've been.
You guaranteed they were going to make it. The whole song was about them making it.
I know, but I have to make a personal sacrifice, I think, in order to do this. So while I think my normal attitude,
you're going
to
pay off your bet finally.
My normal attitude would be is that I would try to make a song to once again resurrect this team. But instead, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a sacrifice, and I'm going to promise you no song, and that the Royals themselves will get this win. I will bypass making a song, even though I want to. Very tempted. I appreciate the support of the people who say that they're going to do it. They're still going to make it hold. And it's going to hold. And this team is going to make the postseason, even though I'm terrified right now of what's been taking place over the last week of baseball. Because it's been bleak. Really bleak. Honestly, this can't hit. You want to know the truth? This can't hit.
Yeah.
Pitching's not been the problem. This can't hit. Can't buy a hit. Salvador Perez comes up with the bases loaded yesterday in a 2-0 game where they pitched their hearts out. And you're like, please, Salvi, just one down the line for old time's sake. Just one over the fence for me today. Nothing.
They got nothing right now, man. They got nothing at the plate whatsoever. What's weird is, like, the starting pitching actually hadn't been bad, but it doesn't matter. Like, remember the time when we're like, man, just, you know, you got to get really good starting pitching tonight to make sure to support that offense. You know, the starting pitching carrying this team. What we have found out that as great as the starting pitching has been, when your offense literally has nothing going for it, doesn't matter. You could have Seth Lugo with Greg Maddux with Pedro Martinez out there right now. It doesn't matter.
Back to back to back.
It doesn't matter right now. That's not the issue. They have nothing offensively whatsoever. They are one of the worst offensive teams post the injury of Vinny Pasquantino. And clearly, they would not be on a 7-game losing streak if Vinny was in the lineup, his 100 RBI, etc. However, yeah. I still don't know how one loss has destroyed the entire lineup. Just destroyed it. There was a weak stretch where Tommy Pham, that was fun for a little while.
Yeah.
Leading off, right? That was really fun. I mean, it got to the point where they're trying anything. Adam Frazier was leading off the other day because, you know what? Why not? Why not? And try, at this point, try anything. That's where we're at, and it comes at the worst possible time. As we said last week, they had their first home sweep of the season. They got swept for the first time at home all year in that Tigers series. And, of course, then it continued with another sweep, getting swept by the San Francisco Giants. Like, all of this, it could not happen at a worse time. Teams have struggles, but to have 2 7-game losing streaks in a month span, basically, is devastating. And the fact that they're still in the playoffs as of right this second is amazing, honestly.
Spoke to the start to the season that they still had, honestly. The lead that they had built up, the cushion that they had given themselves, and thank God they did. Because I mean, it's not surprising to me they're struggling offensively, because Bobby's in a bit of a lull. I'm not worried about Bobby, he's just in a bit of a lull. Salvi's in a bit of a lull. And when you get those two guys, look at what they're rolling out every day. Every day, Adam Frazier's in the lineup. Every day, Yuli Gurriel is in the lineup.
And he's been one of their better hitters.
He was on the street. Every day, Tommy Pham, who was on the street, is in the order. They've got 4 guys actively in their lineup, like Grossman, who were plucked off of the damn street and are making starts every day in their lineup. And the reason why is because none of the young hitters have forced them to start them every day. That's the bigger problem for me. It's that Mikel and MJ and those guys haven't forced your hand. That you can't keep starting Yuli Gurriel. You got to play these young guys and you got to force them into this action. And you got to make the decision for them. And because of that, they're so thin lineup-wise. I mean, they just can't score.
And that's where it's like, I disagree for, like, everybody bears responsibility for how this team is playing. Everybody. Front office, manager, the players, most importantly. Everybody bears responsibility for what is looking like an epic collapse, unfortunately, unless they figure something out. Not soon, as in now, as in tomorrow. And it might already be too late. We'll see if they can recover with 6 games to go. But to your point about the line, this is where, like, I don't put a huge, huge chunk of it, though, on cue, because you just laid it out there. Like, what do you want the lineup to look like? What do you want at this point them to do from the players have to go out and play, man.
Someone has
to hit. You're right that you would love to be able to have Mikel and MJ and these guys in the lineup, but we're long past the, well, just give them another chance period of time. Like, they have had MJ Melendez and Mikel Garcia, whether it was this year or last year, have had plenty of opportunities to go out there and basically earn it, or go out there and show you and evaluate all that. We did that all last year and earlier on this season. We've already done that. So it is now like anything you can have, maybe the veterans can handle the pressure more kind of thing. I don't know, but there's no bad ideas anymore. I don't care. There are no bad ideas when you have 6 to go, when you've lost 7 in a row, and when you are a loss away from being eliminated, not eliminated, but out of a playoff spot with, at that point, 5 to go. So you get the Nationals, a pesky Nationals team who, fortunately for the Royals, just sent down one of their best players because he was on a heater at the roulette table till 8 a.m. the night before a game, and so they sent him down to the minors.
That's an incredible
story. We got to get to that
story
later. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I got a couple thoughts on that. CJ Abrams I'm talking about. So they actually get a break that one of their better players will not be playing the Royals. Maybe that's what we need.
I need anything.
I need him to not
show up. I need him to forfeit tonight or tomorrow night. Just whatever it takes in order to get there. And
someone
just
says, why are we holding to a high standard? They lost 100 games. Okay, so they won 56 games last year.
Because it's September and I watched them play.
For 2.5-3 months, they've been in a playoff position, and now they're losing 7 in a row, and they've lost combined 2 losing streaks of 14 in a row in a month. That's why. There still has to be some sort of expectation when you're there, right? Otherwise, weeks and weeks and weeks from now, yeah, you can step back and say, man, that was a huge sign of improvement for the organization. That's all true. I said that last week. But right now, to just act like it's not a big deal because they've lost seven in a row and might be in jeopardy missing the playoffs, how can you say that's not a big deal? They are truly on the verge of one of the worst collapses to miss the playoffs after where they're at. And we've seen a long time in baseball.
Certainly their franchise's history, but yeah. One of the worst ones. They had one of the single greatest turnarounds in baseball history, and now they're following it up by possibly from a win-loss perspective and then possibly missing. At least they're still in the playoff spot today. I'll take the small
victory.
What's
the percentage on the so-called 68. Projection sites?
Baseball Reference puts them at 68.4%. They were 90% a week ago. So they've dropped over 20% in a week. They still favor them over Minnesota. They still they favor Detroit now.
Well, the Tigers are making the playoffs. I said it last Friday, or Thursday.
But they put them at 72%.
The Tigers are going to make the playoffs. It really is whether or not the Royals hold off the Twins. Who's going to suck more or less, however you want to phrase it, over the next six games? Is it the Royals or is it going to be the Twins? The team that sucks less over the next six is going to somehow make the playoffs.
You said no bad ideas over on YouTube. Somebody said, what's Zach Greinke up to? Not for pitching. I just want to see if maybe he could hit this upcoming weekend. Very good hitting pitcher, you know?